Hey guys, our next speaker is going to be Dr. Kristen Bayer, and she is a family medicine physician with a special emphasis in obesity management and metabolic health. She has been using the ketogenic diet as a therapeutic metabolic intervention for several years as a means to control her autoimmune disease and migraines. She enjoys guiding and educating patients on the benefits of a ketogenic diet for disease due to metabolic derangements.
Well, I thank you so much for being on here.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to. Thank you for asking.
Well, I'll give you a little bit of a background. So I have low-key just been stalking your social media because I love the research that you've given us, and I love the tips and tricks on how to live this ketogenic lifestyle, so I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So to introduce you to some other people, so you're author on ketogenic.com, and you've done studies on cardiovascular disease, PCOS, and migraines. Mm-hmm. And then also from Chicago, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. If you could tell us a little bit about your story and why you picked keto and how that's changed your life.
I should give a background. I'll try not to make this too long, but I was diagnosed with lupus probably over 10 years ago, and that was when I was in medical school. So we weren't really learning a whole lot about nutrition and alternative treatments, but I knew I wanted to try something other than, you know, submitting to being on steroids for the rest of my life. So that kind of started my journey into the field of nutrition and studying and learning as much as I could. I actually picked up a book that recommended a vegan diet for autoimmune disease. So I was fully on board and a full vegan for about 5 years. And that did not go well. I developed quite a few problems. Had B12 deficiency. I had ulcers. My lupus symptoms were not any better. I was on and off of prednisone. So I started looking for other alternatives, and I came across Rob Wolf's work with the paleo diet and paleo autoimmune protocols. So I kind of slowly converted over to that way of eating and was feeling much better, but still not completely, you know, where I wanted to be in terms of how I was feeling. And I was also getting horrible, horrible migraines, like all the time, like just completely debilitating on 4 or 5 different medications. So I picked up this book called The Migraine Miracle by Dr. Josh Turknet, who's a neurologist. And that was the first time I had ever heard about a ketogenic diet. And he recommended it along with some other lifestyle factors. So As you're aware, the ketogenic diet goes completely against every guideline we've ever been taught, right? So, and eating all this fat and getting rid of carbs, and I did a lot of research before I put my faith into it and gave it a try, but I'm so glad I did, because within a couple weeks, my migraines were gone. Yeah, I mean, really, really fast. And I weaned off of my medications pretty quickly, and my lupus symptoms were getting better. I was able mm-hmm. to wean off of some of those, didn't need prednisone as much anymore. And then, of course, I lost some weight, too, which wasn't necessarily my intention, but was a great side effect. And now I've been doing a ketogenic diet. I can't even remember how long, over 2 years now. Mm-hmm. You know, I have periods where I might eat some more carbs and I'm not 100% strict, but my symptoms come back right away and it reminds me why I do keto, and I feel much better on it. So that's kind of my journey here.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome. Were you just overwhelmed when you like realized you're onto something? Like, this is real.
Yes. Yes. It's such a mix of emotions, right? So mm-hmm. You almost can't believe it's working so well at first. Like, it takes you a while to firmly believe, like, this is not just a placebo effect in your mind.
Right.
And then you kind of get angry that, you know, why wasn't I taught this in medical school? Why aren't more people learning about this? Why are our dietary guidelines so misconstrued and based on epidemiology and really people with alternative motives there, not necessarily the health of the country? So yeah, it was a mix of emotions, but now I'm trying to be more proactive and exposing other people to it and mm-hmm. encouraging, you know, especially people in my profession to do their own research and and experiment for themselves to see the results.
Oh my gosh, that is so awesome. And that's something that we are so passionate about because we had that aha moment as well. And it's against, like you said, everything that we've been taught. And that's why we're doing this event and to share the education that we have and saying like, and about this lifestyle. So again, I really appreciate you being on here with us.
Oh, I'm happy to. I know it's so, I think the movement right now for the keto community is great. Everyone's really supportive of each other and just trying to help and share their experiences. And I think that's how we really grow. And it's going to be patients educating their doctors and dietitians and everything, which is how the paradigm's going to eventually change.
Yeah, I agree. So tell us what your favorite benefit of ketosis is.
So for me personally, it's migraine control. If someone who's had horrible migraines, they know how debilitating it can be. Mm-hmm. It just interferes with every aspect of your life. So I'd say my top benefit from keto for me personally has been migraine relief. But the benefits I think most people do experience after they've become fat adapted a few weeks or a few months down the road is the energy and mental clarity. Once you feel that, it's almost like a euphoric high. It's so hard to not want to achieve that every day. And I think that's the best benefit. Just feeling like your mind is sharp and your energy is high. And I think that alone makes a diet worth it.
Right. You just feel like on top of the world and you're like, I can conquer anything right now. I got this.
Yes, for sure. That's a great feeling. You feel like your productivity increases. You feel more inspired to, you know, exercise and just do other things you wouldn't necessarily do, which is great.
That is awesome. So talking about exercise, one thing that I absolutely love is, now that I've incorporated into my lifestyle is exercising and fitness and just moving my body. Can you tell us more about like those benefits of exercise and ketosis and just how that goes together?
Sure. So yeah, and it's been a topic of controversy, right? Mm-hmm. Not just in the keto community, but people outside of keto, because there's this conception that you need glucose to work out and that your brain needs glucose for that matter, which is true. But once you become fat adapted, your body can run very efficiently and very well on ketones. I think there is a lot of short-term studies out there, specifically looking at exercise and adaptation on a ketogenic diet, that do not provide sufficient time for people to become fat adapted. When your body's been running on glucose for decades, there is going to be a transition phase. Just because you're producing ketones doesn't mean your body's necessarily using them well yet. That takes time. So initially, when people transition into a state of nutritional ketosis, there might be a slight decline in their energy. There might be a slight decline in their athletic performance. But I think it's important to remember that that is very temporary. And usually about the 3-month mark, people are stronger, faster, more energetic than they were before they started a ketogenic diet. So I just caution people, like, it might feel a little rough and uncomfortable the first month or two, especially if you're completely new to working out as well. Or if you're an established exerciser, you might have a slight decrease in performance depending on your intensity and everything, especially. But I do think the benefits of being in ketosis while exercising are huge once you get past that adaptation phase. So the fat that's on our body that's stored, you know, we can now tap into that and use it as it's an energy reservoir, right? So we can train for longer periods of time, and have this fuel source that's going to keep providing us energy through ketones, opposed to needing glycogen and depleting your glycogen stores and then having to refuel because you're not efficiently able to break down your fat and access those ketones. Right. Does that answer your question?
It does. No, I really appreciate it. And then one question, you said, would you recommend somebody who is starting the ketogenic diet to maybe incorporate fitness right away, or maybe just like do it slowly and just kind of take it a little bit more, since you said if you're just doing that strict ketogenic lifestyle, the 3-month mark is ideal. So how would you recommend incorporating it, starting it out?
So I think it's very individualized. And I think if someone has been working out, keep working out. Maybe you have to decrease the duration and intensity the first few weeks. Fine, you will rebound from that. And I think it's also very dependent on what the person is comfortable with. Mm-hmm. And what their goals are. We've had some patients come in who are morbidly overweight and have never exercised before and are diabetic, and their main motivation for starting this diet is to get their diabetes under control or get off of insulin. And we're talking to them, like, their main focus is food. And sometimes I think if we add too many things at once, it can become overwhelming, and then people throw in the towel. So for a lot of patients, I will try to figure out what their main motivation is behind doing this and kind of work with it. So I'd say I don't always recommend exercise right away. Most of the time, I want them to focus on the actual diet, listening to hunger cues, satiety cues, really feeling like they have a handle on that. And I feel like as weight comes off, energy improves, they naturally want to start moving more. And maybe it's just walking around the block or riding a bike. It doesn't have to be a formal workout program. So say I don't, unless the patient is asking specifically about it and wants to start working out right away, I typically bring that in a little later down the road. But like I said, if someone's been working out already and they want to keep working out, by all means, yes. There's a lot of benefits to exercise. I don't think it's a great tool for weight loss necessarily. I think diet is much more important. Yeah. But the benefits of exercise are very well established as well. So I think eventually getting everyone moving is the goal, but I don't necessarily focus on that first.
Okay, that is awesome. We have a lot of people in this community that's asked us on how to get started. So that answers that question. So that is awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. And then lastly, what would you say are your biggest advices to someone who is starting out or maybe who keeps giving up because they can't stick with the ketogenic lifestyle because maybe like a sugar craving comes in or the holidays or anything like
that? Yeah. And that is such a good question because I was there personally too. I think I tried and failed quite a few times before I really stuck with it. What I personally suggest, and I think it works well for some people, is instead of trying to eat this perfect clean diet right from the get-go, and if you can and you can stick with it, awesome, but I think a lot of people do struggle with that. I think the first key is to find substitutes for your favorite foods. If that's Lily's chocolate, you know, with artificial, yeah, right? It's like, it's good stuff. And I think those kind of things in the keto cookies, in the Quest bars, those are not things I want to see people stay on indefinitely, but I think those are really good for bridging and transition. So if you're struggling to sticking with a ketogenic diet, I'd say just commit to being low carb. You don't necessarily have to stick to being ketogenic right at first. Let's gradually get those carbs down by using the keto substitute foods, and then we'll titrate from there. I think the biggest detriment to most diets is being hungry. So I also recommend not necessarily fasting right away. Again, some people are doing it already and want to keep doing it, fine. But if that leaves you super hungry and ravenous, I think that's more likely to set you up for a binge or to grab whatever's convenient, a high sugar food. So my tips are basically don't let yourself get too hungry. If you are used to eating six times a day, maybe you keep eating six times a day for the first couple weeks, but you eat keto-friendly foods, a lot of meat, fish, chicken, eggs, cheese if you need it. And I think don't focus so much on perfection from the start. Allow yourself the substitutes. Once you get keto adapted, if a couple months down the road, I think you'll find the cravings subside and you'll naturally eat less and less of the keto treats. And then we can transition to more of a whole foods approach. So for people that are having cravings, say don't try to fight it. Just try to find a substitute at first. Give yourself time to become keto adapted. And it's a work in progress.
Definitely. That is awesome. Are there any research that you're working on right now that you're super excited about?
Well, so I wouldn't say I have any solid research. Kind of my areas that I'm really interested in with the ketogenic diet right now are Alzheimer's disease, and not just as an intervention, but from a preventative standpoint. So I'm kind of digging into that research more and more. It's just kind of my passion project. I also think the world of oncology and cancer treatments with the ketogenic diet's very exciting, especially with glioblastoma and neurological tumors. But I will actually be relocating. I'm in Chicago now. I'll be moving to San Diego in the next couple months and opening a metabolic health and direct primary care clinic with Brian Lenskis from Low Carb MD. And so right now, so much of my time is spent on trying to set up a business and learning the ins and outs of that, which is completely new to me. But we're planning on doing a lot of actual formal studies with our patients and seeing all the metabolic improvements with that and cholesterol and heart disease and studying them long-term as well. So we hope to get some stuff published in the next year or two as well.
I cannot wait to read it. That is so awesome. We appreciate all the research that you're doing and sharing with us and just the education that you have. So really appreciate that for sure.
Oh, thank you.
I will let you go. Be cautious of your time, but I really appreciate it. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Let me know if you ever want to chat again. I'd be happy to.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.